This is the Hidden Killers podcast with Tony Brisky,
featuring former FBI special agent and chief of the Counterintelligence Behavioral Analysis Program, Robin Dreek.
Is there ever consideration taken into any of this for the risk of suicide? I mean, you're talking about someone who is very, very high strung. Typically a lot of it does happen. We can't say it does not happen, but narcissists don't tend to do that on a high percentage level, but some do when they're really pushed into the corner. And I'd say he's being very much pushed into the corner. Basically, his whole legacy, his whole life, everything is tumbling down. Diddy is not going to be remembered for what he has done musically over the last three decades. He's going to be remembered for this at the end of the day. This is what history is going to know him for. And I'm sure he probably knows that too. And his friends and everybody walking away, running away. I would think that the risk is up there for something like that to happen. And is there an interest in going and getting him sooner rather than later as you know, this pile, this mountain of crap just continues to rise, and it will just continue to rise?
So they can only go at the tempo and pace that they can execute all these things. So they can't rush that. So that's on the one side. On the Diddy side, with the legacy and the suicide, you said very powerful things there about this is what he will be known for. Mm-hmm. I'm going to add one little caveat to that. Yeah. That's what he'll be known for today. But and we've seen it with people that had these aha life epiphanies where, I mean, let's play this hypothetical tape forward. Diddy all of a sudden has this aha epiphany and he owns it all. Mm-hmm. And he says, you know what? Oh my God. I have just realized I'm the most horrendous person on the face of this planet, and I've damaged so much. I need to go to jail. I need to serve my time, and I'm going to do all I can to serve not just all those I've injured and all I've hurt, but I'm going to create with whatever I have left of a foundation and throw all my weight behind, ensuring that this never happens again to another human being. And he spends the rest of his days doing that and creating music and doing things for charity fundraisers. It never takes a dime for all those things. And he continually owns his behavior with transparency, openness, vulnerability, and he serves for the rest of his days. That will be a different thing if he does those things. And so see what I mean? So yes, his legacy, if he's taken down today and doesn't own it, mm-hmm. will be exactly as we're seeing it today. But we can never project what's inside of a human being. I will say this, if any human being can save themselves from their own path of destruction and they can do those behaviors, a great day's ahead. I think if he gets clean and sober, if he's not already, that there's a chance there. But if he's not clean and sober, you're right. The probability and potentiality of a potential suicide or self-harm or not owning it and being remembered as a horrendous human being is really high.
Yeah.
Because with chemical imbalances in the brain, we do really stupid things, and it prevents us from the healthy behaviors that can move us forward. And I mean, when you think about the impact he has and the reach he has, the amount of good he could do, he could do a lot of great good. It won't ever undo the horrendous things he's done or potentially done or being claimed to know, whatever, but he could make a dent and live a very, very wholesome, productive life for others. But time will tell, won't it?
Time will tell. My question with that being, to go a little deeper on it, is if he were to do that, would it be coming from a place of genuine good, of this is I truly want to do good, or I truly need to do this to rescue my image? I need to do this so people look at me in this certain light, I'm doing this out of the goodness of my heart, but I'm doing this more because it's still all about my image. And at the end of the day, if it's still all about him, but he does good, then good, whatever. That's all in his mind and how he's being perceived. But I would question that for someone who's lived a life like this thus far. He's into his, I believe, 50s now. is there going to be that sort of a psychological shift? Can there be that sort of a psychological shift if you've already been this kind of neurotic madman for all of these years? Is that going to be an authentic shift? And I mean, does it really matter if it's authentic?
There's one true test. There's only one way to really assess that. One is you must suffer. This is not going to be painless.
Yeah.
And the other really, really big test in this, Tony, I think that you can see if there's a genuineness and sincerity and where it's coming from is, does he have an ask?
Yeah.
In other words, is he begging? Is he asking for forgiveness? That is so you're doing it because you want something. If he just does the act, mm-hmm. shuts his mouth and just acts on the behalf of others mm-hmm. and suffers and owns it, that is someone who actually gets it. Mm-hmm. But it's a very, very painful journey that he'd have to go through. What do I think the likelihood of that is? Low. It's very low. These things don't happen every day. It's why when they do happen, they do make us inspired. Because when people, we've seen it. These are people that become the most inspirational people that have ever come across. We've come across in history mm-hmm. because they have fallen so far that they crash when they hit the bottom and in all our minds, they think that person should have been dead and destroyed. But all of a sudden they do these amazing things and they never, so here's the thing is the ask, he cannot draw attention to himself.
That's the thing.
And it's for him. Yeah. And so this is why it's a very, very challenging, tough ask. And then maybe in the final year of his life, when someone finally decides that they decide we need to interview him to see what it was that changed him. And he humbly presents all the things only when asked what he did for others without an ask, without a gain. So as you see, Robin always is the glass half full mm-hmm. of there's always a possibility of great things happening. What do I think the likelihood is? Well, let's just look at history. How often does this happen?
I'm running through my mind. I'm trying to think of someone who's fallen with such a horrible thud for doing such horrible things and found a way back up.
I wish I could remember who this was. I just read it in a book, and it was literally a very similar case where they fell so far, and they're acute. I'm horrible on remembering this name, but it was in one of the books I just read. And he spent literally the rest of his days doing just what I described. I mean, I don't make this stuff up when I come up with these ideas. I literally read it someplace. And he literally did this for the rest of his days. And he was never remembered until one historian looked back and said, whatever happened to this guy? Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden they said, oh my gosh, look what he wound up doing.
Yeah.
He spent the rest, you know, he was convicted of this thing when he was in his 20s and then spent the next 60 years of his life doing these amazing things for others. Mm-hmm. And we had no idea.
It's going to be interesting. Again.
I think it's going to happen? No.
No. But if it did, we'd have one to talk about then. And that may inspire other horrible people to go and do good things. I don't know. Who knows? But
you know what? And here's what this is. This is a roadmap of redemption for anyone. Hey, mm-hmm. No one's perfect. We all have things we have done that we wish we didn't do it a certain way. And there's a way that we can get move through it.
Yeah.
Own it. Be transparent, be open, and do all you can for service of others with no ask for self. Mm-hmm. If people then become inspired to join you and be with you on your path, then it's their choice.
Yeah.
And that's what we can all do for each other and ourselves.
Sick of the ads?
We opt to.
Start listening with no commercials now and get access to all of our episodes in advance of everyone else.
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
True Crime Today Premium Plus.
Sign up now.